Showing the world how DC rocks.
This is Hometown Sounds. I am really excited because that song makes me think of when I used to like Lucky Charms and other sugary cereals and how bouncy I would feel kind of right after a sweet bowl.
Do you not like those anymore?
Yeah, not so much.
Oh, I still like that stuff. Yeah. Oh, I'm still a kid at heart, especially when it comes to sugar and breakfast cereals. That was Makeshift Shelters, and the song was called Lighter Fluid. That is the first track from their 3-track EP, which is called Overflowing, which is a Name Your Price download on Bandcamp. That is a preview for the full album Something So Personal that's coming out in a few weeks. The band's name comes from the title of a post-rock song by a Richmond band called Gregor Samsa. And of course, that band's name comes from the main character in the Franz Kafka story, The Metamorphosis. And probably everybody who took high school English knows that. It's made up of Andrew Clark, Phil Edfers, drummer Nate Patsville, and vocalist Ella Boissonneau. I did practice that name. I really hope I got it right. It's a very cool name. She started under the solo name Ella Sophia, and there is some stuff to be found under that name on Bandcamp. They have an album release show on March 16th at Comet Ping Pong, and that is presented by the cassette label DZ Tapes.
Who we've been running into kind of frequently here on the show, and they do some cool stuff.
They do, and it's all about tapes, which is cool. I'm still not on board with tapes. I know they're really hot and in and ironic, I guess, but I don't know, whatever.
Hey, I've got a tape in my bag.
What is it?
When I went to U Street Music Hall for the Brenda Sea Life Baby Bri-Bri show, they were giving out tapes at the door.
That's right. So that was cool.
Yeah.
I liked that was because the cover charge was kind of high because that's what the venue required. And so they said, we should really give them some bang for their buck, not just a show, but a cassette tape. And, you know, awesome. So, and that we're totally going off on a tangent, but you can download all the tracks from that on Bandcamp from that Brenda Sea Life Baby Bri-Bri tape. And you should, because it's all awesome. So,
but more about Makeshift Shelters.
Oh, yeah. So, sadly, half of this band already lives in Boston, because they're in school. And the other half, probably going to move soon to the north. We got to give them some hometown love while we still can. because that was some really fun pop music and people are going kind of crazy for it. That album's going to be pretty hot. So next up, we have some synth pop on the Hometown Sounds podcast. This is Champagne Fever. I really like this band. This band only has two songs out, but they're really fun. The song that we're going to play is called FTLT, and you will find out what FTLT stands for when you listen to the song. They have a debut EP of the same name, which is coming out pretty soon. The name of the band might come from the name of an Irish thoroughbred racehorse who competes in national hunt racing and was foaled on the 26th of May, 2007, because that's what you find when you Google Champagne Fever. I don't know. Maybe they just came up with it themselves. This is Doug Waters and Tyler Cole. They made a video for their debut song, Cheerios. Speaking of breakfast cereals, wow, what a segue that was.
The less sugary.
I know. Well, there are sugary kinds of Cheerios.
It's true, but yeah. they didn't call themselves like Frosted Cheerios.
Exactly. I don't even know if they make Frosted Cheerios anymore.
Are you kidding me? Like,
Frosted is kind of a thing, like, it means sugary, and so they sort of moved away from frosted things, I think.
Okay.
I don't know.
I haven't walked down cereal aisles much the last several years. I can't do bread products in the morning. Anyway, enough about my diet.
So anyway, this music video that they made for Cheerios, we featured it on the music video of the day back in October. You should really watch the video because it's pretty awesome. If this song is anywhere up your alley, go check them out. They've played a few shows. All Things Go featured them on a bill. They definitely are coming up. It's really good stuff. FTLT.
Bump it.
Well, I can see the lights flicker down below. When you open your mouth, Thorne starts to glow. Go on and let it fade out. Go on and let it fade out. And I can say there ain't nothing that I need to know. As long as there ain't nowhere that you need to go. Go on and let it fade out. Go on and let it fade out. Well, maybe we can stop time if we just don't turn on the lights. And if you're feeling alright, then fuck tomorrow.
Fuck tomorrow, live tonight. Fuck tomorrow, live That was Manila Killa with a remix of a song called Pink Medicine by Bearson, who is from Oslo. Manila Killa, obviously from the Philippines, from Manila in the Philippines, but currently his Twitter name is Manila Folder.
That's pretty excellent.
I like it when people change their Twitter names to something kind of funny. This guy is a big deal. I think this is interesting that people are often thinking about like what is going to be like the next big thing from DC. You know, is it XX? Is it Priest? Is it going to be some punk, some rock thing? But you know, some of the biggest stuff, at least on the internet with plays, is this electronic stuff. Last week or last episode, we played Royal, blowing up, and Manila Killa also. Tons and tons of plays. This is a totally different world of SoundCloud remixes on the Hype Machine, which is a really cool website for tracking a lot of electronic music. A lot of blogs like Ear Milk and This Song Is Sick. This is a whole world of electronic remix stuff that if you are, you know, in the world of rock and punk and Bandcamp, this could be, you know, totally foreign and alien to you, but it's pretty darn awesome. Because this guy, Manila Killa, he's playing Firefly Music Festival in June. So, hell yeah, that's pretty awesome. He's half of the duo Hotel Garuda with a guy named Candleweather from LA, and he's also part of the Moving Castle DJ Collective, along with Hunt for the Breeze, AO Beats, and Robo Kid. So, this guy's got a lot going on, and he's a student at GMU. Totally awesome. Now's the point of the show where we talk about some of the recent live shows that we've seen. And I'll be honest with you, I feel kind of lame because I feel like I haven't been going out very much because it's so cold. And because sometimes there's snow. Obviously, when there's snow, the weather people on Twitter or whatnot are freaking out about it. Oh, don't go out. It's icy. It's so dangerous. But also, as you pointed out the other night to me, Tony, it could be really hard to park your car with all the snowbanks.
Yeah, it just sort of eats up all that parallel parking space at the margins.
Oh, it's so bad. I will say, though, I did go out.
Yeah, you actually went out on like the coldest night like of the week.
I did. It was this past Thursday. I went to IOTA, and I saw the Feed French Admirals, our dear friends French Admirals, and Gist, also our dear friends we actually had on the podcast a couple years ago, which was their last show. And this, I mean, Gist has been around for like 20 years. I actually was Facebook chatting with Mr. Ben Tufts, and he mentioned to me that he shared a stage with Gist in 1995.
Whoa, how old was Ben? Like 8?
Probably. It was a fantastic show. It was really cold, but I knew that I'm pretty good at parking in Clarendon, so I knew that it would be fine, and I had a great time. And I'll be honest with you, I love IOTA, and I know that a lot of people listening in D.C. probably never crossed the river into the wilds of Virginia. But you know what?
I don't know if I'd call Clarendon wild.
Some people would seriously call it that. And that makes me sad because IOTA is a great place. And IOTA, here's what I love about IOTA. IOTA is the only club that I can think of in DC that regularly gets shout outs of the owner, Steve, by name, by the bands on stage.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard bands like say, yo, thanks, Lambert.
Well, yeah, that's a whole other subject. So I love IOTA, and I think it's a great place. You all should go see more shows at IOTA. So have you seen any shows, Tony, recently?
No, not music shows. I've had a lot of band rehearsals for some upcoming performances of my own. Mm. I did go to a live comedy show. I'll call it experimental comedy, I suppose, just because it was pretty wacky and off the wall. At the Bathtub Republic, there was bizarre, you know, bad editing humor, which is always great, you know, the style of Tim and Eric.
Yep.
And some of my favorite comics in DC were there. And I have really been growing to just love the stand-up scene here in DC. Like, I remember a few months ago, I was at a house party, and it was filled with DC comics, and it was like as good as you would imagine. Like, it's just these incredibly funny people saying interesting and insightful and hilarious things. So yeah, hug your comic.
I'm sure that they would love for you to do that. Yeah. We'd like to tell you about a show that maybe you should go see if you like this.
Yeah, there's a new band. They're called These Quiet Colors. They're kind of shoegazy, but they sort of have the volume dialed back a bit. They are playing Friday, March 7th at the Velvet Lounge with a couple of other acts. They put out a self-titled EP this past December. All four tracks are freely downloadable on their SoundCloud. So the band's vocalist, her name is Kay. She is a transplant from London, and she used to sing in a like an indie folk band called Mendicant. And through them, she met Florence Welch and did some backup vocals for Florence and the Machine, which I think is kind of cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Also, she is doing a PhD in ethnobotany, which is a branch of anthropology that involves studying human uses and interactions with plants. So, I don't really know what that means.
Seems like a totally different wheelhouse than Rocking Out.
Yeah. Anyway, this track is called Underground. It's my favorite of these four on their EP.
Nice.
Let's enjoy it.
There's no one even knows.
That was a band called Swings with a track called Faint. Sort of like These Quiet Colors, also a little bit in the shoegaze realm, but instead with some slightly more minimalist, slacker rock arrangements, some very clean electric guitars. It's as if these guys were too lazy to even, like, pick out some distortion pedals. Anyway, I love that slacker kind of Mac DeMarco vibe, and Mac DeMarco, he is my hero, because he is the man-child incarnate. I strive to be as strange and lazy as he is.
You're doing a good job, dude.
Thanks, man. Anyway, that was a track that was released somewhat unexpectedly on the 15th of this month. It's a Name Your Price digital download on their Bandcamp. This band used to be called Anchor 3. They also put out a record last month called Detergent Hymns. So if you dug this track, they've got a whole other album for you to check out on their Bandcamp site.
Nice. And this almost takes us to the end of the Hometown Sounds podcast, so please subscribe. That's the best way to do podcasts. Please also rate us in the iTunes store or wherever else you do your podcasts.
Give us those stars.
Yeah, we need them. The social media, we do them. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine. We're all at Hometown Sounds. It's nice and easy. There's no punctuation. There's no other weirdness. Check out our music video of the day or listen to our 24/7 music stream at hometownsoundsdc.com. That's our website. You can also listen on your iPhone or Android smartphone using the free TuneIn app. It's a great app. You can listen to all sorts of streaming internet radio there, and I love the free streaming internet radio. Email us at dj@hometownsoundsdc.com if you want to submit DC music or give us some feedback about how you like the podcast. Are we talking too much? Are we talking not enough? Are you liking the songs? Let us know. And of course, please support all of these musicians because they're your neighbors. They're your fellow DC people. So buy their music.
And see them play live.
All around town.
And on the subject of seeing people play live, I'm the man with the microphone, so I'm going to plug some of my own stuff.
Go for it.
You can see my band, Black Checker, this Thursday. We are opening a show at the Black Cat backstage with the likes of Ben Coolin and Turtle Recall, who have, like, one of the best band names ever. Mm. And by the way, I think that I only got this gig because I mentioned Turtle Recall in a Hometown Sounds blog post like 2 years ago and writing that I thought they had the best band name ever.
Yeah.
And I think it's still on their Tumblr, actually. I saw that last month.
Ah, that's awesome.
Yeah, man. The last track on today's show is from Blankus Larry, and they are a garage surf rock band. They are based part here in DC, and they have some members out in Norfolk as well. Hmm. But this is a track called No Time, No Money. This is the F side from their new single. Their single also has a U side, F and U. Just I freaking love it when bands like find every single crevice that they can and just shove some jokes into.
Oh yeah.
These guys, they also have some funny member names, of which, you know, I don't think are their real names. But there is a Mayor Marion Larry. Too soon, dude? Or not? I don't know. What's, like, when is something too soon? I don't know. Like, Marion Barry, more historic, so I feel like it's a little more okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But credits for the drums goes to an individual by the name of Blingo, which is pretty great.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, both of these tracks from their FU single are available for free download on their SoundCloud page.
And I must actually point out that every single song that we have played on this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast is freely downloadable.
Whoa.
All of them. Get them all.
Also, returning to my performing, I will be performing with a member of Blankus Larry this coming Saturday for the Ben Tufts and Friends Present a tribute to the Who's Live at Leeds show at IOTA. It's going to be crazy fun. This guy, James Colvin, he has a really fun vocal delivery. It's all kinds of sarcastic and deranged, and you're going to enjoy it a lot if you come see it.
Mm, and as you should, because it's going to be a fantastic show. Tons of people involved in this on that Facebook event page. It's amazing. So we will see you there. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Paul.
See you next time.
And I got no money. My brain hurts bad and I miss you, honey. Yes, I do. You know it's true. When my car broke down, I was way up the road. I just bought some weed, but my pocket had holes. And I do.
Tell me.
nothing left to do, so no through. That's how we do. When my love ran out, man, I could all look cold. But then I saw you there, and I knew that there was hope, you know, through. Now